All right, I think it's working.
I thought mine was while I called, but it wasn't.
I'm pretty sure we're live.
Yeah.
Well, we'd like to welcome everybody to the Wednesday night service here at Landmark Baptist Church. Been a moderate week. I mean, I have to admit, I was out today with a t-shirt on. This is January. Looking at all the stuff going on down in California, I'm glad I live in Kentucky, amen? I mean, I think they got something like 27 feet of snow. They got all kind of rain. They got hills falling. They got roads washing out. 17 people have perished.
Yeah.
And I thought about that verse in Nahum chapter 1, verse number 3. It says, "The Lord has His way in the whirlwind and in the storm." And California is a little different. They're promoting some stuff they shouldn't be promoting. And I think it's coming with a price. I don't know that they're ever going to acknowledge or admit. But I do believe God is coming upon them in some form of judgment. That may not be true, but I will say this. It sure has all the indications of judgment. I was watching the news this morning, and they were just showing wave after wave coming in, and it's washed the streets away, it's washed the houses away, it's washed the bridges away, the mountains are melting. I just told you, it just seemed me like the hand of God. When I say agendas, they're pushing that LGBTQ agenda, telling children if they can just make it to California, they don't have to worry about how their parents feel or what their parents say. And you know, in my opinion, this is mine, children should be the property of the parents, not the state, not the government.
Right.
But they see it otherwise. But like I said, I don't know. I'm glad I live in Kentucky. I've enjoyed this mild weather this week. It's good to be here in the midweek service. We're going to try to sing a song here, and I did say try to sing, and I'm definitely not no singer, but me and Brenda think we can sing it. I know Brother Ed get right in there. Me and him, we can sing anything. It may not sound like nothing, but we can sing anything. But we're going to sing Hand in Hand with Jesus. Me and Brother Ed talking on the way over here. We don't know how long it's going to be, what we're going to have to go through. We just know we're going to go all the way with Jesus. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
But number 93. Once from my poor sin sick soul, Christ did every burden roll. Now I walk redeemed and whole, hand in hand with Jesus. Hand in hand we walk each day. Not stray, hand in hand with Jesus. In my night of dark despair, Jesus heard and answered prayer. Now I'm walking free as air, hand in hand with Jesus. Hand in hand we walk each day, hand in hand along the way. Walking thus I cannot stray, hand in hand with Jesus. From the straight and narrow way, praise the Lord, I cannot stray. For I'm walking every day, hand in hand with Jesus. Hand in hand we walk each day, hand in hand. Walking thus, I cannot strain, hand in hand with Jesus. When the stars are backward rolled, and His home I shall, woo, glory!
Behold,
I will walk those streets of gold,
amen,
hand in hand with Jesus.
Right.
Hand in hand we walk each day, hand in hand along the way. Walking thus, I cannot stray, hand in hand with Jesus. Oh, wow. Like I said, I'm not no singer. My pastor said we sing by the letter, rear back and let her go. That's all I know. But I do have somebody here that is a singer.
I'm going to sing just for Brenda.
All right. Come on, brother.
I'm not a singer either, okay, but I love this song. My pastor up north taught me this song years and years ago when I first became a deacon.
Bless.
And it's stuck in my head all these years. And I think one of the reasons has because of the promise me and Karen made one another
Bless.
Before she left me. And it's about the River of Jordan.
Okay.
There's a river somewhere that's called Jordan. And they say that it's deep and it's wide. And they say that a king and a beggar on that shore will stand side by side.
Woo!
At the crossing over Jordan. Why should I be afraid? There'll be someone there who loves me and will guide me across that river to endless joys above. Oh, that river is dark and so stormy. It will pass like a dream in the night.
Bless him.
And my soul will awake in the morning.
Woo!
With regions of endless delight at the crossing over Jordan. Why should I be afraid? There'll be
someone
there who loves me and will guide me.
Bless you, brother.
Across that river,
yeah,
to endless joys above.
Amen. Brenda, you're next.
I can't find my
song. Sing that man in the middle. I love that man in the middle.
I'll sing that other song. That
you sing whatever you want to. Let me get out of the way.
Hi, Caroline.
Hallelujah.
This is the greatest love song, I think, that's ever been written. And I just want to say tonight, I love Christ with all my heart.
I know he is.
Do what He wants me to do.
Yeah.
I want to be where He wants me to be. He molded and built a lonely hill that He knew would be called Calvary. And
yeah,
He built the
seeds
that would grow to be thorns that would make His Son bleed. Then He made the green stem, gave it rain, then gave it sunshine and rain, and watered it with moss.
Yes.
He grew
sure
a tree that He knew used to make the old rugged cross.
Yes,
nothing took His life.
Yes,
with love He gave it. He was crucified on a tree that he created,
yes,
with great love for man. God stayed with his son.
Yes.
He grew the tree so that we might go free. With tears in his eyes, God looked down in time, saw him spat upon, rejected and mocked. Still he grew the tree,
yes,
that he knew would be used to make the old rugged cross.
Yes,
nothing took his life, with love he gave it. He was crucified on a tree that he created,
yes,
with great love for man.
Great.
God stayed with his friend.
Yes.
He grew the tree so that we might go free.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Hallelujah!
Praise
the
Lord.
Good job.
Yes, it was a good job.
Oh my, don't hold against us. We just having church.
That's it.
We just proved it only takes two or three, amen.
Oh,
I felt the presence of God. And Sister Brenda singing that song, I felt the presence of God. Brother Ed singing his song. I tell you what, it's a good place to be already, amen.
Yes, it is.
I thank the Lord for what I've already experienced just being here tonight on this Wednesday night. We want to have a word of prayer.
Yeah.
Then we're going to be teaching out of Acts chapter number 5. Father, we come before you just thanking you, Lord, for the blessings,
yes, thank you,
that you so freely, Lord, bestow upon us each and every day. I appreciate Sister Brenda singing that song, Lord, about you growing the tree.
Yeah.
One day it would be used upon Calvary, Lord. I'm glad you're in control. I'm glad, Lord, you set everything in order. I think about all the harm that man has done and all the things, Lord, that he's done. It's grieved you and done despite your spirit of grace. And I'm glad, Lord, you're long-suffering to us, Lord. I'm glad you're full of mercy and full of love. And, Lord, you just forgive us and bless us and keep us going. I thank you for that, Lord. We want to pray, dear Father God, tonight. Lord, you bless our efforts here tonight. And Lord, we want to pray for many here in the church that are sick.
Yeah.
We pray for Sister Joanne. Lord, she'd be here even right now. She'd be singing, Lord, if she was here right now.
Yeah, she would.
Her health, Lord, won't allow her to be here. But I thank God that Brother Ed had it in his heart, Lord, to get this instrument that he can live stream our services on the internet. What a blessing. What a blessing to be able to sing, to be able to send something worth sending over the airwaves. Lord, we're glad to get the Word of God out. We're glad to get the songs of God out. We're glad to get prayer out over the internet. We send, Lord, blessings to Sister Joanne Smith tonight. Pray for Rita. I pray for Eric. I pray for Joe. Lord, we just pray you bless them, Lord. I pray, dear Father, tonight for Brother Denny and Sister Sue. Lord, we miss them. We long for them to be back in church. And I just pray you send blessings their way. Thank you, Father, for James and Patty being here last Sunday. Thank you, Father, Lord, for Miranda and Mark and Kaden and Tavian. Lord, being here, Lord, what a blessing that was. Thank you, Lord, for Larry and Carol and Serenity and Leroy. Lord, we just love them today. Thank you for them. We pray, dear Father God, tonight, Lord, for Sybil and Sharon. Lord, Sharon had some tests done, Lord, yesterday. We was on our knees yesterday morning praying for her, Lord, she'd get a good report. And
yeah,
we pray she will. And Lord, I pray for Brother Mitchell, Sister Phyllis. We talked to Brother Mitchell today, and he was in the doctor's office when we called him. We pray for Brother Mitchell tonight. Pray for Sister Phyllis. He said she still wouldn't doing no good. We pray for him and her. Pray for his sister, Bessie. Lord, I pray, dear Father God, for Patrick and Sarah. Lord, little Lucy, little Chase, and Micah. Lord, we just love them to death. Thankful for them, Lord. Pray your blessings on them. We pray for Sister Carolyn tonight. And Brother Jerry. Lord, we pray for their son, Danny, and his wife, Tammy. Pray for little Thomas, Lord. Just got a blessing seeing Thomas with that haircut, Lord. And Danny, Lord, had one just like him. And we just pray, Lord, you'd bless them. Pray for Abby. Pray for Landon. Lord, we're thankful for all the young people, Lord, we have here in church, Lord. Yeah. Father, I pray for James and Star. Pray for James Jr. Lord, I'd like to see them back in church. Pray, Lord, for Jordan and Casey. I pray, Lord, for Ashley. Pray, Lord, for Carter. Pray for Keaton. Keaton, Lord, pray for her daughter. Pray for her stepson, her husband. Lord, we miss Ashley. We love her. We pray for her, God, tonight. Thank you for Sister Brenda being here tonight. We pray for her. What a blessing that was. She brought her grandson with her, Lord, last Sunday. Will, that's a blessing to meet him. Pray for him. Pray for Brother Ed and his family. Lord, we pray for Mark and Kay. Hurt, Lord, pray for Mark to recover from his surgery. Sister Vaughn, he said that he was still having trouble with his legs. And Lord, we pray for him to get completely recovered from that surgery and get on his feet and get going again. We pray for Sister Kay, for her health to improve. Pray for her sister. Pray for Lily, for Lake, for River. Lord, we pray, Lord Father, for Lord, I believe it's her nephew, Lord. We pray about all of that, Lord. I pray, Father God, for her sister, Vonnie. Pray for her son, Billy. Got cancer. Pray for Kevin. Pray for her sister, Patty, and her daughter, Denise. Lord, we just lift all these up, Lord, to you in humble prayer.
Yes.
Pray, Lord, for these on the internet, Lord, tonight. A lot of them we don't know. Lord, you know them. You said you know your sheep by name. You said you call them by name and they follow you. And Lord, I pray for them, God, tonight. Pray you'd set a table, Lord, tonight that hungry souls could come and dine and thirsty souls could come and sip and sup with you, Lord. And Lord, we ask these blessings tonight. Help our country, Lord. I'd like to see America back walking with God.
Yes.
Lord, I'd like to see it, Lord, not ashamed of that name Jesus.
Hi.
I'd like to see it draw nigh to God. And I'd like to see God draw nigh to it. I pray for this country. I pray for the world. Lord, you said you didn't want to pray for the world. And I'm kind of like you too. But I still want to like to see them, Lord, do a Nineveh repentance. I'd like to see one last great revival. I'd like to see it break out, Lord. I would.
Yes.
And I wished it'd be greater than COVID ever thought about being. I pray to touch everybody. Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask all these things tonight. Your blessed will be done. Amen.
Amen.
Patricia Lynn Cross, she's from up in Indiana. And Chris Wallace, that's Sarah's mama's up in Indiana. They're both on there tonight.
All right. We send blessings her way.
Yes, that's right.
We're in Acts chapter number 5. And we just covered the story about Ananias and Sapphira. The Bible mentioned there is a sin unto death.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them died. Peter accused them of lying to the Holy Ghost. He said, "You've not lied to men, but to the Holy Ghost." In verse number 3. And Ananias fell down dead. Verse 5. And his wife, Sapphira, she fell down dead also, verse number 10. And the reason God puts this in here is because God doesn't want us to do the same thing.
Amen.
You know, if he didn't put this in here, I wouldn't know no better. But having known better, I sure ain't going to do what Ananias and Sapphira did. What they did is they pretended to give so much money.
Right.
And by doing so, it brought reproach on the Lord. You see, God desires truth in the inward parts. You'd be better off, like Peter said, why didn't you just keep it? It was yours. He said here, while it remained, verse 4, was it not thine own? See, it was his that he sold the land. But he come up with a plan. I'll give part of it, pretend to give all of it. He wanted the praise of men more than the praise of God.
A lot of people like that.
All right, verse number 12. We'll read verse 11 because it'll help with verse 12. After this happened, it said, "And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch." Now the church is getting on its feet. This was a, I guess, made it stumble a little bit what happened to Ananias and Sapphira when it says great fear came upon all the church. Well, verse 12, these hands of the apostles are strengthening the church with signs and wonders, and it's got the people in one accord here on Solomon's porch. Verse 13 said, "And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them." You know, they got attention because they was doing what they're supposed to do. You notice it said, "And the people magnified them." They took note that they were doing something that they should be doing. When it says they magnified them, they gave them honor. They got praise because they was doing what a church is supposed to do.
Yeah.
Verse 14, "And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women." When a church gets to doing what it's supposed to do, this verse right here, verse 14, "And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women." Brother Ed, he got a new neighbor, and bless his heart, he pulled him down there and invited him to church. Amen. But I'm just telling you, when a church does what it's supposed to do, believers will be added to that church. It'll grow. I called Brother Mitchell today, and he mentioned that Brother Ed had already called him Sunday night. I got a blessing just hearing that. Amen. And I got much encouragement. And we need to be doing what we need to do as a church. Right. Says they were in one accord in Solomon's porch. Verse 15, "And so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets, laid them on beds and couches." You see, they're bringing hope.
Yeah.
They're bringing help. You see, there's always sick. There's always people, you know, that are on beds and, on couches, and they're bringing them. That at the least, the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. They've got some confidence in these apostles. They're drawing nigh to them. Mm-hmm. And I want you to know, it said, and there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and with them, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits. Notice this, and they were healed, everyone. I want you to know the church has power. It's power. Yeah. Peter done said, "Don't look on us like we done anything." He said, "Jesus Christ made this man whole." Mm-hmm. But look, this church is doing what a church is supposed to do. Look, I love being in church, but this church does not consist of four walls. This church consists of a body of believers. Okay. We've all got a calling. We've all got to work. Well, I can't do nothing, brother. Call somebody.
That's
call
right.
them on the phone. Say, "Boy, you missed it. It was good over there at Landmark last Sunday. Noise in the world. Get the word out there." And listen, there are people out there with needs, and they brought these needs to these apostles.
Yeah.
And I like what this verse 16 says, "And they were healed, everyone." You know, I do believe that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Mm-hmm. And here these people are. They're seeking the Lord. The reason they're seeking the Lord, because the church is doing what the church is supposed to do. They're in one accord. They're in Solomon's porch. Hey, they're doing what's supposed to be done by them. Right. And the people's magnifying them. And believers are being added to them. Verse 17, you can always expect this too. When you get to doing what you're supposed to do, just expect the devil to show up.
Right.
Verse 17, then the high priest rose up. Wonder why he rose up. Mm-hmm. Anybody got a clue? Hey, he's jealous.
Yeah, he's jealous.
He's as jealous as Saul was when David slew Goliath.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, this high priest, he wants the praise. He wants the position they've got, but he can't have it because he ain't doing what he's supposed to do. He rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and notice this, and were filled with indignation. Now listen, you want trouble? This is the right kind of trouble, by the way. I mean, I don't like trouble. But if I'm going to get in trouble, this is the kind of trouble I want. They're in trouble for doing right. And these are religious leaders. They're filled with indignation. They're jealous. They're mad. Verse 18, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. I'll just tell you, that's coming. We've about made 360. It's been a great calm in the church world.
Yeah,
I've been noticing a lot of Muslim attacks here lately. A lot of stabbing, a lot of shooting, a lot of killing, a lot of hurting.
Yeah.
And what it is, they're like these high priests. They're jealous. They see the church. They see it doing right. They know it's real, but they don't want to let go like these Sadducees here. The reason they're called Sadducees, they don't believe in the resurrection. That make anybody sad. I'm telling you, if I didn't think about going to get up one day, going to live beyond this life, I'd be sad too.
Amen.
But they're sad, you see, because they don't believe in the resurrections. The Pharisees believe in one.
Right.
But anyway, they're in a position of power. We've got a lot of stuff like this going on today. Power. I guess usurping power. This is just a little church. We just try and do a little good. But there's some people out there, they don't want you to do good. They want you to be like them. I can't be like them. Hey, 34 years ago something happened. I'll never be what I was before. There's no looking back, no going back. I'm just telling you, I'm pressing along. Amen. Glad soul press along. But they put hands, they laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. Notice verse 19. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth.
Yeah.
And said, go stand, speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. You know,
right,
when something's of God, you can't stop it. I know you want to. You give out. You know, they come out with that COVID mandate. We couldn't have church. Me and Brother Ed, we come over here.
Right.
We might not have been doing right, but we want them to know that, you know, there's separation of church and state. They don't want to use it on certain things.
Yeah.
But they need to keep their hands off of church.
That's right.
Because I'm telling you what, we're in the world, but we're not of the world.
Hey,
I'll tell you right now.
Right.
Hey, we belong to another country.
That's
my
right.
Citizenship's heaven, amen.
Right,
but anyway, here they are. They're in jail and they're not alone. The angel of the Lord by night. You know, I've been to stores, Brenda, and the doors open of their own accord. Well,
yeah,
these here did. They didn't need the key, Brother Ed. He was wanting to get Sister Brenda the key to the church. They didn't need no key. All they needed was the Lord. And the Lord opened the prison doors, brought them forth, and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life.
Mm-hmm.
These were apostles. They were carrying forth the word of God. Verse 21. And when they heard that, boy, wouldn't it be good if we done what we heard?
Oh,
when they heard that, Brother Head, they entered into the temple early in the morning,
yeah,
and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, "The prison truly we found." Oh, wait a minute. "The prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within." Ain't God good?
Yeah, He's good.
I'm glad He can get us out. They threw Daniel in a lion's den. And Daniel hadn't done nothing wrong. And them lions, they made pretty good pillows, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't in the lion's den with him. I just know he come out and there wasn't no hurt. And they threw that bunch that accused him in there. And they didn't even make it to the floor of the lion's den. The lions eat him up.
That's right.
But here they are. And you know, they couldn't find no man within. They found the doors locked. They found the keepers standing. And verse 24, "Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow." You see, they're trying to stop the church. They're trying to quench the spirit. They're trying to somehow fake news, false report, whatever. Verse 25, "Then came one and told them, saying, Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Now they got to come up with some kind of what would you call this? They're kind of like, you know, these documents, these classified documents coming out. You know, they find them here, they find them there, and they gotta make sure they say it just right so it's, you know, it don't offend nobody. Well, here they are, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to say, how they're going to handle this. In verse 26, "Then went the captains with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people lest they should have been stoned." You know, the people wanted these apostles, but these that were in power, they didn't want these apostles telling them the truth or teaching them the truth, and they come and brought them without violence. In verse 27, "And when they brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, Did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name?" Mm-hmm. See that name, Jesus.
That's right.
They just hate him.
Yeah.
The Bible said they hate him without a cause.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, "Marvel not if a world hates you." He said, "Know that it hated me before it hated you."
Mm-hmm.
That name. They don't want that name Jesus mentioned, Brenda. And they said, "Did we not straightly command you that you should not teach in this name?" Something about that name Jesus. "And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." And Peter and the other apostles answered, and I like their answer. They said, "We ought to obey God rather than men."
Amen.
"The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior." Listen, if you got the right Bible, savior is spelled with seven letters. If it's spelled with six letters, it doesn't mean redeemer.
Right.
It just means somebody pulled you out of a burning house,
right,
or pulled you out of the water. But Savior with seven letters,
yes, it is.
It means Redeemer. And He is our Redeemer. And He said to be a prince and a Savior for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Oh, Brother Eddie got his sins forgave 34 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I have to admit, I ain't got over it. I don't plan on ever getting old.
That's right.
I mean, Jesus said, "Who loved me the most? He's been forgiven of much, or he's been forgiven a little." If you have got over it, I would say, stop and think about what you've been forgiven of.
Right.
Stop and think about the price that was paid,
right,
so you could be forgiven, and get excited about being forgiven. I'm glad my sins are on the blood. I'm glad my name's in the book. I'm glad, praise God, He's coming for me because I'm not my own. Been bought with a price. And you know, that forgiveness of sins, I can't take that lightly. I was a great sinner. And He paid a great price.
Yeah.
And I love Him with great love. Verse 32, "And we are His witnesses." You see, that's the reason we're here.
That's right.
We're His witnesses.
We got to get out.
The world's got to see Jesus in us. Yeah. Jesus is not here other than in us. Christ in us, hope of glory. But you know what? When I go to the dollar store, I got that hat on. Jesus is my boss. Somebody says, hey, I like your hat. Mm-hmm. I wear that hat for a reason. One thing, church gave it to me. But another reason is it's got a little bit of indication that I belong to Him.
Yeah, that's right. And
my old bald head looks a whole lot better with that hat on it. But also, you know, I'm looking in there for somebody that's maybe got a troubled spirit, somebody that looks like maybe they need a kind word, want to try to encourage them. We want to be a good witness.
Yeah.
The Bible says this about witnesses. It said a true witness delivers souls. And I want to be a true witness. We are His witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey Him.
Yeah.
When they had heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. They didn't like it. See, that wasn't their bag of tea.
No.
I've heard it said that birds of a feather flock together, and here these Sadducees. May have been some Pharisees in this bunch because it said they brought the chief priest, the council, the sinners, and everybody else out. But they didn't like this. You see, they're lifting up Jesus and they don't want nothing to do with Jesus. And here in verse number 33, it said they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. I don't know why people want to kill somebody. I mean, Cain rose up. He's jealous of his brother Abel. All Abel did, he done right. He done what God told him to do. Cain done other than what God told him to do. Abel's offering was accepted. Cain's offering was rejected. Cain got mad, killed his brother. Here they're wanting, they took counsel to slay them. Verse 34, and I like the way this chapter ends out. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel. He's one of the great teachers of that day.
Mm-hmm.
A doctor of the law. I mean, he's a big name guy. Having reputation among all the people. And commanded to put the apostles forth a little space. He said, let them boys go.
That's right.
This is a big dog right here.
Mm-hmm.
And said unto them, ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do as touching these men. Now this man, he demanded attention. He got attention.
Yeah, that's right.
For before these days rose up Thutis, boasting himself to be somebody. And there's a lot of Thutis out there. There's a lot of people like Paul mentioned there in the book of Titus. They profess that they know God.
Right.
But in works, they deny Him. It just don't add up.
Uh-uh.
But now works declare who you are. James said, I'll show you my faith by my works.
Yeah.
Well, Thutis, he drew a big crowd here and boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. You know, you better be sure who you put your confidence in. I'm glad that you can test Jesus and He'll pass the test.
Amen.
He mentioned in Malachi, try Him and prove Him. You can try Him and prove Him.
Yes.
Pilate examined Him. Not only did he say, I find no fault in Him, but he said, behold the man. There's not another. That's singular. Behold the man. And Thutis here, or Thutis, I don't know exactly how to say his name, he didn't pass the test. And there's a lot of them out there just like this guy right here.
Mm.
Verse 37, and after this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of taxing. You know, one way to draw a bunch of people away, and money works about as good as anything. Hey, come join me. We won't pay no taxes. Well,
right.
In the days of taxing, he drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, and now I say unto you, refrain from these men. Let them alone. Boy, I like the counsel here of Camilla. He said, for if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. And that is true.
Right.
I'm just telling you, if something's of God, it'll keep on going.
Right.
If it's of man,
right.
It's just going to go so far and that's it.
That's it.
He said in verse 39, but if it be of God. And I'm glad that, you know, I like real.
Yes.
And this little church is real.
Yes,
it is. I've been in a lot of churches and they wasn't real. It was flesh.
Yeah.
It was praise of men more than praise of God.
Right.
But I mean, I felt the Lord here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And even though there's just three of us here, this has been a good place to be already here tonight. But he mentions here, if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest happily ye be found even to fight against God.
Yeah.
Now he put it right where it needs to be. He said, boys, if this thing's of God, there's nothing that you're going to do. Nothing that you can do to stop it. You better be, he said, you better be careful. He said, and to him, verse 40, to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten him, what'd they do?
Beat him.
Beat him.
That's right.
They commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. He told them, be careful what they do to these men. And, They beat them, and they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. And they departed. Boy, these wasn't Baptists, that's for sure. They departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
Yes.
And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ.
That's
right. You know, they were right in what they did.
Amen.
And they kept on. Nothing stopped them. Even though they were beaten, even though they were threatened, even though they were commanded, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. I say this as your brother in the Lord. I can already tell persecution is coming. I can see it a little bit in the censorship, but I also see it, you know, in the one world order that's coming. I've been preaching about the spirit of Antichrist, and the spirit of Antichrist, it's been around for a long time, but it's getting more organized, and it's getting more powerful. It's no match for the church, but the church, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. But the church is going to go through some persecution and some tribulation before we leave out. I don't know the extent. I don't. But I can tell you this. You better put on the armor of God.
All of it.
Amen. Having done all to stand there with. Like I said, we're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. We're victorious already. Paul said, thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Right.
We've already got the victory. They can threaten us. But I was up on the square up there preaching one time, and a carload of young people pulled in down below me, and I'm just preaching. I'm not, you know, singling nobody out, nothing, just up there preaching. One of the young men in that car, I guess wanted to show off around the girls and the guys that's with him.
Yeah.
He said, hey, I'm coming back and I'm going to bring my shotgun with me. I just stopped preaching. I said, don't threaten me with heaven, young man. I said, I'll wait for you. But he staggered just a little bit. And we, for some reason or other, we was recording the service that day. Mm-hmm. And you can actually hear him saying that. And you can hear me saying, I thought, I can't believe we recorded that. But anyway, I mean, I said that without even thinking. I meant every word of it.
Yeah.
All anyone can do is threaten with heaven.
That's it.
You done what you were bold in Christ.
I have to admit, that come up on me pretty quick. It wasn't like I thought about what I was going to say. But, you know, we got We got eternal life already.
Yes.
We got a home in heaven already.
Yes.
We're going to finish our course one day. For all I know, old Brother Eddie may go home tonight. Be all right with me.
Yeah.
I thought, oh Lord, I just want to make it till April the 27th, 2023. And here I am, 2022, here I am, 2023, still going for God.
Wow.
I just wanted to balance the books, and he's going to give me, you know, I'm starting in another year.
That's right.
Whatever he wants, I'm okay with it. If he wants me to come home tonight, be a good night to go home. Y'all probably hearing me down here from up there shouting all over the place. Kind of like that commercial, that woman with them life insurance policies and them two guys down underneath their house in the mine saying she don't know she's sitting on a gold mine. And he said, even term insurance. He said, even term insurance. She said, well, that's about the way I am.
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
That's right.
We'll stop right here at the end of chapter number 5. But they cease not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ. Don't forget, heaven's your home.
Yeah.
Don't forget that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Don't forget you're his witnesses. Don't forget you've got a, you know, you've got a command from him to go and you know to witness to all in the world. You know, I'll just tell you right now, we've got so great a work to do. I don't have we got any idle time left. But we'll stop right there. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this service tonight. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that came so early. Helped us with the singing. Lord, Brother Ed sung a beautiful song. Sister Brenda sung a beautiful song, Lord, and just set the stage for this lesson tonight. Thank you for those listening online. Lord, thank you, Lord, that Brother Ed's got it where they can watch and visit this service. We just praise God for that.
Yeah.
And bless all, Lord. And we thank you for all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Anybody got a word?
Yeah, Brother Eddie, I'd like to say, you know, you were talking about being real. I want to be real. And I want people to see Jesus in me.
Yeah.
And I want the Lord to search out my heart. And can I just sing this little verse?
Well, yeah. I still got it going.
Whatever it takes to draw me closer to you, Lord, that's what I'll be willing to do.
Woo!
I'd trade sunshine for rain,
thank you, Brandon,
heartache and pain. That's what I'll be willing to do.
Thank you, Jesus,
Lord.
For whatever it takes. For my will to break, that's what I'll be willing to do.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
I like it on that fashion. Man, we start out singing, we end up singing. Hallelujah. I'll tell you right now, I feel like I've been to church tonight.
You know, sometimes you got to be careful what you tell God. Whatever, Lord, I'll do it. Sometimes you don't want you to do things that's going to be pretty hard to bear.
He won't ask you no more what you're able. He said he would.
No,
he
would. But I do. I
he won't put more on you than you. He knows you can have.
And I know I failed him so many times, but I bounce back up. And say,
that's
Lord,
right.
Forgive me.
One girl said she like a rubber ball. She said,
and
I'll bounce back
when
up.
I do that.
That's all right. God already had all that all figured in. He didn't make a down payment. He paid it in full.
Okay, Sister Sammy, you can put us on the line,
huh? All right. He said he'd come to give us